spray irrigation. And if it's a new and state-of-the-art system, it should easily accommodate that and not have any discharge into the stream. Good news, right?
Sir, and the first one they, the first one they brought to us was perfect. There's no way we could ever turn that down. They met everything there was, and that's one reason why we approved it. Everything they did, they brought to us, was no questions.
It's a question of the balancing between truck traffic and when the ultimate system goes on board, and that, again, is a function of DENREC permitting. Mm-hmm. And the only other example I can give you is Eastern Shore Poultry that does 100% of its trucking, of its discharge through trucking, and it's in a light industrial zone, and it's on Sussex County Industrial Park property. And to treat Allen Harim in a fashion that is...
Well, there's other considerations that we've heard, and that's truck traffic in Millsboro.
Yes, there are. There are other considerations. But the considerations of balance between spray irrigation and trucking, I think, is a DENREC issue. Because they issue permits for both. And in either case, there's no water going into the Indian River, protecting our Indian River.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. I just have a question for Mr. Gibbs, if I may.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
We heard from the opposition it was 600,000. Heard from you it's 40,000.
I don't know where that was pulled up from something that is in records with DENREC. I don't know if it's
So the representations by Allen Harim is that it's 40,000 gallons a day, and that's the scope of the project.
The scope of the project is I forget how many square feet. I think it's 50,000 square feet, I believe.
11% of the building,
11% of the building, and the anticipated spray irrigation for the deboning, which is a very limited process and uses less water, is 40,000 gallons a day.
So if we were using I would imagine that would be based on the figures I think Mr. Haynes presented, that's roughly 5 to 6 trucks a day. He was saying, I think, 9,000 gallons.
Yes,
I think so.
9,000.
All right. I just want to make sure we were square on the gallons. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Gentlemen, the...
May I interest you to say where I got this information from?
It's in the record.
It's in the record, in your record, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you. Gentlemen, I'll certainly call for a motion or discussion. I'd be interested in seeing that information that has been presented. And I think a topic of discussion and consideration is, in fact, we've all been through Millsboro, and it's not a fun process in the mornings or the evenings. And I think that's a very valid point that the opposition has. Regarding traffic, and this would certainly have an impact on that. So that's certainly something to consider here. I don't know how the rest of you feel, and obviously I can't make the motion, but I'd like to consider the information that's been submitted.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we table this case until our next hearing.
I think I have to be a little bit longer to read all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I may be a little bit longer to read all this.
Yeah.
But we've got to go through on it. Yeah. I think we're...
Well, and it's got to be processed for us too.
Well, I do think that, you know, we do have an extra week for our next meeting.
And September
9th? 10th, yeah. I believe.
Yeah.
You do have that. But I do think because this one has been, in theory, ongoing for, you know, since March, I know we've got a holiday in there, but... I think it makes sense to try to get have that on the agenda that night and be able to vote.
We don't have to vote that night, though.
We don't have, yeah. We can
certainly,
we can
that's up to you
continue
all.
Continue to table it if there's not
that's
enough
right.
time.
That's right.
And I noticed that there is quite a bit of paperwork, Ms. Cornwell. Is it possible to put that on a disc? Because I know you can't email that to us.
We'll take a look and we'll get it to you in the best possible, because okay. I know some of you do not want it in paper format.
Not really.
We'll see what we can do to get it to you electronically.
Okay. That would be good.
We'll see what we do. We can do.
Yeah. Flash drive would be.
You want to come borrow a flash drive as long as I get it back?
I can give you one, and you can put it on there for me.
We can do that as well.
Okay. Yeah. Killing trees is not mine. Okay. So the motion to table, is there a second?
Okay.
Mr. Callaway seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? So the motion's been motion's been tabled until our next regular meeting. And obviously, you folks are welcome to come to hear our deliberation. It's also available on the internet, so you can watch it on the internet. It's not certain that we will make a decision that evening, because there is, you know, a lot of information to consider, and we don't have deaf ears to either side. So the option's yours. The hearing is closed, and there won't be any more testimony. Thank you for your time and participation. Have a good evening.
Motion to adjourn?
Yeah.
Or is there other business?
Is there any other business?
Just the note that the Institute for Public Administration through the University of Delaware.